Blog Talk Radio. How much God has taken care of us every day, every day. The enemy could have overtaken us, and I'm not talking about the humans that are operating as our enemies through Satan. But Satan himself is one of the most evilest things I ever seen in my life. I hate that scumbag, and he's doing everything he can in order to stop the will of God. In order to destroy you, he's after your soul. But because of God's Son, Jesus Christ, amen, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law when we were in sin, obeying Satan, doing things that we were big enough to do. Amen. And we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he saved us. We're no longer under the law. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 13, it tells us that Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Not only, amen, did we receive the promise of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, through our faith, amen, but he is our paraclete. He is the one that guides and teaches us into all truth. He is the one that causes us to triumph in victory over the enemy, amen, praise God, and to be prosperous. So we are still, amen, after we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are still having and walking in a cursed mind. Our mindset is still the same, even after we have accepted Jesus as our Lord. But one of the things that God had promised Abraham, he promised Abraham that his seeds would be blessed. Then he went on and gave them the surety of the blessing through Jesus Christ's blood and the sealing of it by the Holy Spirit, amen, and it's by our faith, amen. A curse means words spoken over, amen, you are bad, things that, amen, have been presented by those words that have been spoken over you, amen, and God cursed, amen, all of those that were Israel, amen, at that time that walked in disobedience. If you didn't walk in disobedience, you wasn't cursed, but he had to pronounce, amen, the law upon them because they had gone literally berserk in the things that they were doing. Once he had set them free and blessed them, they still had that same old mindset to have the things and the comfort of Egypt, the leeks and the garlic, and amen, and all the bread that they missed. While they were on their way to the promised land, they began to complain. And we as the body of Christ have accepted Christ, amen, and still have the mindset of being cursed. But the Bible said Jesus, amen, had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He made himself a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. If you hanged on a tree back in those days, you died. Amen. You died because you were cursed and you were up under the law and you were, amen, a sinful person and you paid the price. We were enmities. We were enemies, amen, against God because of what Adam did. Amen. Praise God. So God sent his only begotten son down here in the earth realm in order to redeem us. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I glorify you this morning, and I praise and bless your holy name. Father, I ask you to let our understanding be enlightened, our eyes open to the truth, so that we can understand that we are no longer under the law, so we have to, amen, release this, amen, cursed mind, this mentality that we have established, amen, while we yet still walk with Christ, and begin to walk in the blessings of Abraham through Jesus Christ, amen, and his blood. Our salvation is for sure, amen, and because of this, we're no longer, amen, a cursed generation, amen, and we're handed down not only for Abraham's seeds, but we as the Gentiles had a right, amen, once we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So, Lord God, today I speak blessings upon your people and ask you, Lord God, to relieve them, remove that cursed mindset from them, that captivity that they have been walking in, that they cannot prosper because they still walking up under a thing that was already destroyed. Amen. Praise God. God abolished the law and he brought in grace and truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We have cursed our own selves. Amen. While we still accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Oh, we can't do this, or it would never happen, and it just won't happen to me. And are we supposed to be poor all our lives? Are we supposed to not prosper? But the Bible says, amen, praise God. Jesus took the curse away, amen. For, amen, we was cursed to the point that we were sentenced to death, but Jesus died on the cross for us. because we were born again and have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are no longer under our curse. He became a curse, amen, for us, nailing the handwriting of the ordinance, amen, on the walls, amen, and sentencing us, amen, praise God, to no, amen, thank you, Jesus, holding anymore, amen, but setting us free from the law by hanging on the tree. The Bible says, literally curses every man that hang upon a tree. Amen. We're not on a tree. Jesus, amen, took that, amen, and did that for us. Praise God. He brought in a new way that would present us as being guilt-free. Amen. Amen. From the past, from our old sinful nature, by the way of his blood shed. Amen. His blood makes a conscience atonement for our sins. And while the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The law held us bound to the curse in Deuteronomy 28. Amen. It tells us about, amen, the curse, amen, and the law and what it brought to us. Amen. Praise God. So when we turn to Christ, we need to have a mind change, a renewed mind, telling us that we are now kingdom children and blessed. The blessed seeds of Abraham. We are no longer, amen, a cursed thing. Amen. But we are blessed. Amen. God say, if you bless, amen, Israel, you shall be blessed. Amen. And anybody that curse Abraham as his seeds shall be cursed, because we cannot, amen, be cursed once we are longer, amen, up under the covenant that Jesus made, and the covenant that Abraham made, the covenant, the oath that, amen, was handed down from Isaac, amen, to Jacob, praise God, and the covenant with Jesus Christ. Now, the promise was given to Abraham and handed to his seeds before the law even was in existence. So that makes the law null and void in our lives when we accept Jesus Christ. God could not hold us to the law, amen, when we become to Jesus Christ, amen, and become Jesus Christ, amen, servants in essence, his friends, amen, praise God, or his children, Father God's children, but we become the blessed seeds, the blessings of Abraham, the blessings, amen, that Jesus walked in, amen, through obedience so that we would not have to go through the curse thing. Amen. Praise God. But our mindset is still, oh, I'll never be nothing. We still speak that negative stuff upon us. We still speak doubt. Amen. We still walk in unbelief when, amen, if we don't have faith as the size of a game of a mustard seed, we can't speak to our mountain. Amen. We still, amen, letting that mountain overthrow us by walking in the nature, amen, of the Adamic nature that Adam has passed on. But if we obey, we shall eat the good of the Lamb. Even Balaam, when Balak, amen, asked Balaam to curse Israel, one of the things that Balaam tried to do, he tried to do everything he could, but he always had to ask God, what could he do? Amen. And when God allowed him to go forth, he told him, say, this you can do. You can do everything you want to do, in essence, amen, but you better not touch Israel. I mean, that you can touch anything around you, the donkey, you could have whooped the donkey to death. Amen. But you better not touch Israel. You better not curse Israel, because you cannot curse what's already been blessed. Amen. Praise God. And so we as a blessed seed, amen, need to understand how to walk in kingdom principles. We don't have to live in poverty. We don't have to live in a mindset, amen, that we will always be the tail and not the head. Amen. We are blessed people. Amen. And a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Amen. Praise God. So we have to have the Christ mind. Amen. Have a mindset that, amen, praise God, I don't care what the enemy throw at me, I already know who I am. And walk in that. We need to walk in the righteousness, amen, that Abraham had. Amen. Praise God, and still have. Praise God. We need to walk in that righteousness, amen, because it operates in the faith and the belief that we, amen, should have acquired, amen, through Jesus Christ and his blood shed. Amen. That we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Amen. We are prosperous. It is the mind is literally constantly telling us we can't make it. We won't have that car. We won't get that husband. We won't have those children. We won't have the house. Amen. We're going to lose it in foreclosure. We're going to lose that husband. Amen. Because, amen, that's just a part of life. And I can't take it no more when the mind said, amen, that Christ has given us always renews us. Amen. Day by day and loads us with benefits. Psalms tells us about that. Amen. And how we need to walk in what we believe in. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And not allow Satan to work on our minds to cloud it with lies. We renew our minds from the curse, from that slave mentality, and set it in the will of God, always keeping, amen, us in the knowledge that, amen, we can succeed, we can be blessed, we can do the things that God has appointed for our lives. Amen. For the evil mindset, the negative, the mind of captivity, the cursed mind, amen, amen, it keeps us in captivity, amen, so that we cannot accomplish anything and prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the ones, amen, that will accomplish, amen, over this governmental system that Satan has already set up in the earth realm. Praise God. For we are now kingdom children, amen, walking in the newness, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Deuteronomy 28, it tells us about the blessings, but it also let us know about the curses. Amen. Praise God. And so that was made up under the law. And it said, but it shall come to pass, in the verse 15, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So God sent forth his son after he seen that, amen, praise God, man could not obey. They could not walk in the blessings that they were supposed to walk in, even though they were already there. Their mind was always set to do evil. Amen. Genesis 6 speaks about the imagination and the thoughts of the mind, always doing evil, always thinking evil. So we always thought with a negative mindset, always thought, amen, with Satan ruling our minds and thinking that he was the one, he's the God, amen, and we got to abide by his governmental system. But I'm telling you today, you need to change your mind. Jesus made himself a curse for us. We're no longer up under, amen, the law. Amen, praise God. So we got to change that mindset. It said, cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy baskets and thy stores. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thine kind and the flock of thy sheep. And it goes on to tell you about the curses of this and the curses of that. Amen, and everything, how it will fall upon you, amen, and how, amen, you would not be prosperous, and how you would not do the things, amen, that God had already ordained and blessed you to do, amen, because your mindset is to still stay in Egypt. Your mindset is to still allow Satan to dictate his lies to you. Your mindset is to still walk in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. And when God had already, amen, Son, Jesus Christ has already redeemed you from the curse of the law, amen, praise God. So we're supposed to be at the beginning of Deuteronomy, amen, 28:20, say now this word, amen, praise God. And if we abide by it, amen, and do the things he says, say, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, say, amen, amen. In the word, he say, amen, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. There are many voices in the world today. Amen. The demons are coming forth telling you lies, presenting mess to you that you would keep that occult mindset and you won't prosper. Your finances are still stinking. Amen. Praise God, because you still believe in that negativity, those lies that Satan told. When you can go out there and speak and change your situation, change your conditions. God say he has given you wealth. Amen. Praise God. And that wasn't in financial blessings alone, but in wealth of intelligence and knowledge to understand how to gain wealth. Amen. Praise God. How to gain finances. Amen. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit guiding, teaching you to into all truth so that you can know how to survive in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When God brought, amen, the Israelites across the Red Sea, amen, Moses stood there waiting on an answer from God. And God told Moses, he said, now I done told you what to do. What are you waiting on? All you have to do is obey. Are you going to stand up here and listen to the complaints and the murmuring of the people? Amen. As Egypt pursued behind them, but go forward. In your mind, you got to go forward. You got to release that cursed mind, that negativity, that doubt. Amen. That lies, those deception, and begin to do what God has commanded you to do, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. All they want to do is bless you, but you want to stay in poverty. You want to stay still serving Satan and going to witchcraft workers. Amen. Going to Ouija boards and going to all these other religious beliefs instead of going to the one that is the creator of the heaven and earth, and you want them to dictate a lie to you, amen, and you believe that lie, and you make a covenant with that, amen. In Isaiah, it speaks about how Israelite had made a covenant with that, and then when Jesus, before they died, they literally, amen, the high priest and them and all of them said, let the blood be on our hands. They didn't know what they were speaking because they had made brought a curse upon their lives. Through the things that, amen, praise God, they had spoken out of their mouths. We speak out our mouths negativity. The Bible said that's life and death, amen, in the tongue, praise God, and the power of the tongue. So the tongue have power to speak death, a cursing or a blessing upon your life. Today you need to have a renewed mind, amen, a new mindset, amen, that you are going to be like Deuteronomy, that you are going to walk up under the covenant of Jesus Christ, amen, that, amen, Jesus Christ made himself a curse for you, that you're no longer up under the law, but you're up under grace and truth, and you are blessed, amen, because the law, amen, came after Abraham. But God had already pronounced a blessing upon Abraham and his seed before the law was established. And so because we as Gentiles are engrafted in, we are appointed to that same blessing. We say, oh, the Jews are the blessed nation. They are. But we are Jews too, and we are blessed nation. So we have the same rights as our sisters and our brothers have, and it's said in Deuteronomy 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. What are you waiting on? You sitting up there dying, watching things happen before your eyes, losing your children, losing your homes, losing your marriage, when God done already said, I done bless you. Why are you sitting up there and letting the governmental system tie you down and take away what I've given to you? I speak blessings upon you today. I speak blessings upon my children, my son, amen, and the other son, and my daughter-in-law, and my grandchildren, amen, and I speak that our mind be renewed, amen, and we be like Christ Jesus, amen, with a renewed mind, with kingdom principles and kingdom guidelines that we might abide by so that we can accomplish the things that are purpose in our lives. Why should we be in lack when Jesus has given us no lack? Amen. Praise God. He said we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, amen, fulfilled the law. Amen. Praise God. He said he didn't come to destroy the law, but he come to fulfill it. That, amen, in the fulfilling of it, that we, amen, would receive the blessings of Abraham. What are you waiting on? We are engrafted Jews. Amen. We are a blessed people, a royal priesthood and a holy nation, but we walking around with a slave mentality. We walking around thinking that we, amen, should abide in a curse, that, amen, praise God, while we still walk with Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you? Get your act together. Get your life together and know that, amen, you can make it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.